Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Donald Trump gained ground among major constituencies that are seen as reliably Democratic voters. So how did the Republicans break through, and what do Democrats have to do differently next time? KYW Community Affairs reporter Raquel Williams talked about this with former Republican Philadelphia Councilman David O., journalist Denise Clay Murray, and Swarthmore College political science professor Ben Berger.
David O., you were talking about the Democrats have to go back and kind of look at what went wrong, or where was the disconnect in the messaging during the campaign?
Yeah, and for the Republicans, Republicans typically spend almost all their effort in just one demographic, and which is pretty much the white Republican conservative demographic. And they don't spend really much resources or time looking at minority and immigrant communities. And I think what they should learn from this is that the amount of votes that they've gotten without effort, how did they get them? Why did they get them? Where did they come from? And if they are smart, they would start to make minority and immigrant community votes a part of their regular campaigning. Will they do that? I don't know.
I'm wondering, I'd like to see at the end who actually showed up. It just seemed like there was so much talk about, you know, white women for Kamala, white men for Kamala, everybody for Kamala. There was just such a movement going on. I don't know if it actually translated to the ballot box.
I don't think it did. And the reason why I don't think it did is because those communities have traditionally been at home in the Republican Party, and everybody came home. And okay, that's nice, but for white women in particular, if the numbers come out and it shows that white women did what white women did in 2016 and what white women did in 2020, we're going to have some conversations.
Okay, and Ben?
I suspect the Dems are going to have to run even further to the middle. This is not what liberals are going to want here. But Harris already, I think, did the correct thing strategically, which is running towards the middle. She saw where things were. And yet I think she wasn't seen as being authentic in doing that by enough people. And so the next candidate, I think, will have to be somebody who is perceived. Someone like a John Fetterman, although I don't think it's got to be Fetterman.
The Associated Press conducted a survey of 120,000 voters across the country, and it found that voters broadly believe that Trump would be better equipped than Harris to handle the economy and jobs. 3 in 10 said their family's financial situation is falling behind. That's up from 2 in 10 in 2020.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.